Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Revelation chapter number 6. We read all the Revelation 6 last week, and we stopped last week in verse number 9. Oh, that's where we, actually verse number 8. I want to begin there again this morning. And we ended with that. Oh, excuse me. All of a sudden I got a frog in my throat. It's awful standing before people and you can't talk. Okay, it'll come to me. We went through the four horsemen. Remember, we're going to look at that again in just a minute. And we're going to look at scriptures that parallel that. Let's just read from verse number 8 or 9 on through to 17, and then we're going to talk about the tribulation period as a whole. And then we'll break it down in the weeks to come. Verse number 8. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death. We looked at that last week, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beast of the earth. Then in verse number 9, we read these words. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God, and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou judge and avenge our blood on them? Dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them, they should rest yet for a little season, and that their fellow servants also, and their brethren, that they should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled. Let me just pause for just a minute and mention, I don't know what kind of bodies they have in heaven. My dad used to call it a soulish body. We do know that they're not, that when people die, they're not like angels floating around on clouds strumming their harps, you know, as some people picture. But they receive some kind of body, because we see here that they are given white robes. Now, they don't have their glorified body yet. That comes at the resurrection. Now, I don't know. I don't even want to try to give my opinion. I don't have a clue what kind of a body that people have in heaven today. A soulish body is what my dad would call it. The Bible does not say. But obviously, some kind of form where they're, I think, literally was given white robes. Some people imagine like a ghost and all. And I don't want to go that far, but at the same time, they do have some type of a body in heaven. We think remember when Moses and Elijah stood on the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus? Again, they had something that the disciples saw them and knew who they were. I mean, not knew who they were, but you understand that they were these men. They weren't invisible and all, but anyway, I don't want to try to guess what that was, but I just want to have you mind to have some kind of a body waiting for the resurrected body, a glorified body. And they were given white robes. And these were ones who were martyred in the tribulation period. And then verse number 12. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and islands were moved out of their place. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man. I want you to notice this includes everybody on earth. Free, bond, rich, poor, no matter who it is, every who's on this earth, hid themselves in tents and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us. Notice they don't pray to the rock, they're praying to a bunch of rocks. Interesting. Jesus is the rock, but yet they don't pray to him, they pray to these rocks. Fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth upon the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand. Now, I want you to understand, the tribulation period is here, and I believe at this point, by the time we get to the sixth seal, This is the middle of the week. We'll look at that this morning. And then when he opened up the seventh seal, it's introducing the second half of the tribulation on farther. And you think this is bad, the first 3.5 years. Well, you ain't seen nothing yet. It's the days of Jacob's trouble. And read here, a lot of people talk about nuclear holocaust and all the tribulation and all this thing. But listen, it's not going to be man's doing. It's going to be God's doing. And the people on earth are going to know this is from God. And not that Russia sending nuclear bombs at America or war or China or whatever. And a lot of good commentators think that's what's going to take place. But the whole earth is going to know that the wrath is from him. We read it right here. That for the great day of his wrath has come, and who shall be able to stand? They know this is coming from God, but yet they still don't repent for most of them. Amazing. It's amazing. So when we look at this as the first half of the tribulation, I believe, in my opinion, people put them at different times and all. But I believe it's the first half. Turn me to Daniel chapter 9. We want to look at an overview this morning of the whole part. I have one up here. Thank you. Thank you. As you're finding your place in Daniel chapter 9, tribulation is divided up in different time segments and different languages. We find, we're going to read here, it's Daniel's 70th week. It's a 7-year period. It's also mentioned in the book of Revelation about, also in Daniel, time, times, and half times is mentioned. In the book of Revelation, we find 42 months. We also find the designation 1,260 days, 1,260 days. So there are different time segments, but it all encompasses that one thing, is that day of the Lord. Matter of fact, the day of the Lord, we think of it as one day, but overall, day of the Lord is at least 1,007 years. It includes the tribulation period and the millennial reign of Christ as a whole another study. So when you see the day of the Lord, well, what is it talking about? It all depends on context. Is it that one certain day, or is it the 7-year period, or is it the 1,007-year period to be the tribulation and the millennial reign of Christ? It refers to different things. Depends on the context. But here in Daniel chapter number 9, beginning verse number 24, we read these words. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. Now, I have those phrases underlined in my Bible. Thy people and thy holy city. Why is that so important? Because the tribulation period is geared toward the people of Israel, to prepare them for a coming kingdom. The whole Gentile world will be affected by the tribulation period. But the purpose of Daniel's whole 70 weeks, 69 has already passed. The 70th week is yet to come. But the whole purpose we're finding is determined upon thy people and thy holy city, the Jewish people. God's going to do something with those people to prepare them, and we'll look at that a little farther. But I want you to see that the purpose of it literally is to prepare Israel for the coming king and the coming kingdom. And then there's 6 reasons for the tribulation period, and you see this in verse number 24, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up the vision and prophecy, and anoint the Most Holy. That's the purpose of the tribulation period. Daniel 73, that's the purpose of it. It gave you an outline right here. Now verse number 25. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the prince shall be 7 weeks, 62, 69 weeks. That happened from Nehemiah's day till Jesus' crucifixion. The street shall be built again, and even the wall of troubled times.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us for our annual World Mission Conference at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Monday through Friday, we'll have special services at 7 o'clock with a special speaker, a featured missionary, and great music every evening. That's going to be January 23rd through the 28th. You won't want to miss it. Well, we hope to see you there. From now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.